I was sort of dozing when suddenly I felt a hand on my body. Caressing. Fondling. I opened my eyes a little. I'm sure I saw him touching me.
Is this your regular dentist?
No, it was only my second appointment. He was well recommended by a friend. She said he did wonderful work. I just assumed she was talking about dentistry.
I have had it.
Morning, Harris.
Barney, I'm telling you, I'm beginning to wonder how anything ever gets done in this country.
I was beginning to wonder that myself.
Incompetence is epidemic.
For example, Barney, look at this.
That's supposed to be the cover for Blood on the Badge. I mean, the publisher sent that over for approval?
Sure, eye-catching.
Barney, look at it. I mean, the title is it's hemorrhaging all over my name.
Graphics are a bit less than subtle, I grant you that.
I mean, you try and write a sensitive contemporary book and some morbid cretin pours a pail of blood all over
it. Harris, the title does suggest...
Barney, look at this photograph of me. I mean, first of all, it's in black and white. I mean, I look all grainy. The lighting's all screwed up.
You don't smoke a pipe.
Oh, that. Well, you know, sometimes in a pensive mood, I kind of... I think I feel one coming on now.
Captain? That's Miss Evelyn Swafford. Miss Swafford? She thinks her dentist took advantage of her while she was under the gas.
Oh, you're kidding.
Sort of oral hijinks.
All right, this is Captain Miller.
Swafford?
I feel so embarrassed.
Oh, please, there's no reason to.
Oh, and you mean this has happened to other women?
Actually, you are our first.
I am.
I'm afraid this is a whole new category of crime as far as we're concerned.
You don't think they'll name it after me, do you?
I don't think you have to worry about that. Dietrich, you need Miss Swafford for anything?
No.
We'll check into it and let you know if anything turns up.
Thank you.
I'm curious. I run a check on the doc, see if he has a record of any prior swamfordings.
Morning.
Can I help you?
Are you Captain Miller?
No, I'm Sergeant Arthur Dietrich. And you are?
Looking for Captain Miller.
Captain, there's somebody to see you.
Oh, who?
Very funny.
Captain Miller?
Yes?
Sergeant Holly Schofield, Manhattan South.
Ah.
I've been temporarily assigned to the 12th as per your request.
Right. Glad to have you with us.
I go where I'm told.
Glad anyway.
My temporary transfer orders, along with a copy of my service record. 7 years on the force, 3 in plain clothes, various commendations.
Any cavities?
2. And an impacted wisdom tooth.
Good. You are aware of the nature of this assignment.
I'm posing as a dental patient, right?
Right, and we have reason to believe that our dentist might become a bit,
horny?
Allegedly, yes.
Okay.
No problem with that?
No. You?
Nope. Dietrich?
Not me.
Would you, review the complaint with the Sergeant Schofield?
Sure.
Mr. Crichton, right this way.
After me, who will be next? Whistlers? Hummers? People who tap their feet?
If necessary.
Barnes, is Henry Crichton. We picked him up at the Hudson River Cafe for disorderly conduct and disturbing the peace.
That's an opinion.
He was seated at the lunch counter making annoying, crass, and obscene noises.
Who said that?
I did.
What is he's making these sounds like the you stood in gym class, you know, with your hands like that?
Not like that.
Well, just show him. Check this out.
Come on, can I put the cuffs back on?
Mr. Crichton, we get the point.
No, this is no schoolboy vulgarism. I am a trained musician.
He was serenading the room with Tchaikovsky's 1812
overture. It's a very difficult piece.
When he got to the canon sequence, it apparently was too much for some of the less hearty diners. So the manager asked him to stop, and a scuffle ensued.
He tried to make me put on my mittens.
And he absolutely refused to stop playing. So the manager's pressing charges.
Sir, my art is my life.
Well, we're going to have to book you, Mr. Crichton. Harris?
Oh, Barney.
I'll take it. I don't mind. Come on over here.
Oh, no. No, 1:30 would be fine.
Excuse me.
Yeah. I'm very grateful that the doctor could squeeze me in. Okay. See you in a little while. Can I help you?
No. This is my desk.
Sorry. You know, you really shouldn't read this sort of trash.
Oh, I don't. I write it.
Captain? I've got a 1:30 appointment.
Oh, fine. You two have met?
Oh, we chatted.
Wojcik? No. Sergeant Wojcik Howitz, this is Sergeant Schofield. She's going to be with us on temporary assignment.
Oh, good.
Good to have you with us. It's nice to see you. Friendly.
I'm leaving now.
Fine. Don't forget to...
I'll arrange a backup downstairs.
Good. Anything else you need?
Yeah. I'd like to brush my teeth. It was nice meeting you all. Goodbye.
You're supposed to be here when she comes out? Hello.
I'm back.
You can come all the way in.
Oh, sure.
How'd it go?
Hi. I'm back.
Maybe you better sit down.
Could I sit down?
Come out of my office.
Okay. Is it much farther?
We'll be there very soon. Okay. Just sit down, take it easy, just relax for a little while.
I'm fine.
Just take it easy.
I'm fine.
You sure?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What happened?
He filled these two. And then he tracked my wisdom tooth.
That's it?
I may need a root canal.
I meant other than dental problems.
His hands never left my mouth.
You're certain? I mean, maybe with the gas, something happened.
Nothing was moved. And I stayed alert for any sensation, but it never came.
Well, we gave it a shot.
I think that your lady was just a little overstimulated by the gas. imagined that the doctor's feelings were mutual.
You're probably right.
I mean, you know, nitrous oxide does have an rousing effect on many people.
Well, we gave it a shot.
Nice picture.
Hmm?
Your family.
Maybe you better sit down. And just take it easy. Here you go. Okay, just.
You're quite good looking.
Yes, Dietrich.
You want me to come back later?
What is it?
I got a call from Dr. Gesslin's office.
For me?
You made a move on a lady after Schofield.
He did it to somebody else?
Just take it easy. Just take it easy.
But I gave him every opportunity.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure.
I mean, I try to be an attractive target, eat right, and exercise every day.
And it shows. It shows. You and Harris.
Yeah.
Well, what about me?
You're beautiful.
Just sit down. Take it easy.
Sounds like.
Mr. Crichton, do you mind? Oh, you don't like classical. Well, I can do show tunes.
Mr. Crichton, it's not a question of your choice of material.
Crichton, it's just that certain sounds are subject to individual tastes.
So
cut it out!
Really, you're making a horrible mistake.
Get over it.
I dropped the gold filling. I was just looking for it. You know what gold goes for these days?
Tell him.
I'm Captain Miller.
Oh, that Mrs. Palmquist. She'll say anything to get attention. Yeah. Very sad case. Widow, lonely, bad gums.
Doctor, this is not the first complaint we've had.
Captain, this is an occupational hazard. Medical men get accused of this sort of thing all the time. I mean, how many complaints have there been before this? Huh? 5, 6?
One?
Oh, that's not so bad.
The technician walked in on him, caught him red-handed.
That was Lavoris.
Harris is getting her statements up to the docs. Want to have a seat?
Hey, what's she doing here? I never laid a hand on that one.
No one said you
did. I swear,
Doctor.
I didn't touch her.
All right, they heard you the first time.
This is Sergeant Schofield. She's a policewoman.
Hmm.
Have a seat, Doc. This won't hurt a bit. You okay?
I'll just write up my report.
You can use this desk.
Hi.
How'd it go?
Oh, fine. I got statements from the receptionist, the nurse, the technician, and the victim.
That was fast.
Well, yeah, Barton, you know how people like to talk. I mean, they just ramble on and on using entire sentences when one well-chosen word will suffice.
So?
I won't stand for that.
Yeah. Crichton's got no priors. So I'll just issue a desk appearance ticket and let him go.
Fine.
Or he ain't that bad a guy.
No one said he was.
Well, I know you don't care for him personally.
I have nothing against him.
Guess I'm just thinking about the way you snapped at him.
Wojo, it's not the man, it's what he does that I find very, annoying.
But what he does is all he's got. I mean, he's retired, he's got no family or friends.
I wonder why.
He said some nice things about you.
Seven years of college, 5 years establishing a good practice,
all down the spit sink.
Come on, I gotta put you in a cage.
I deserve it. I violated a sacred trust. Degraded my profession.
Come here, Doc.
Hi. Afternoon.
What are you in for?
For creating a disturbance. With these.
Me too. Okay, Crichton, you're getting out.
I can't pay bail.
I'm gonna give you a desk appearance ticket. Huh? They're free. But you got to show up on the day specified.
Yes.
Okay, come over here. I got to write you up.
You know, I'm the only person in the world who does this. When I die, they'll bury these with me.
Right.
You've got the perfect hands for it. Large palm area. Thick, meaty fingers. You're probably a baritone.
You knew I was a cop, right?
No.
Well, then, just for my own professional curiosity, what was wrong with me?
Nothing.
Just didn't turn you on, huh? Aren't you tight?
Hey, I really find you quite appealing. I like you very much.
Well, you certainly have a funny way of showing it.
The thing is, I never touch a woman on the first appointment. I deal with a very classy clientele. I respect that.
Oh.
And I was going to have you back for a follow-up.
You had your chance, pervert.
Listen, I have been getting the runaround all day. Now, are you people really interested in publishing this book or not? I am sick of hearing about Christmas. Look. Until you people can find the time to give my book the attention and respect it deserves, let's just say we stop the presses indefinitely. No. I got a better idea. Let's say I call you.
I think they've sweated long enough.
No, not so tense. You're not cracking nuts.
I'm doing the best I can.
Just relax. Try and let a little air in right there. Yes!
You got your ticket now, okay? You can go.
Oh, yes. Well, don't forget everything I've shown you.
Okay.
And remember to practice every day.
Right.
And take care of those hands. Wear gloves when it's cold and little baby oil at night. And no sex.
Tough choice.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. Fine. Look, I'm certainly glad we could resolve these little problems amicably. Yeah, bye.
Did you straighten them out?
Yeah, we came to a mutual understanding. They're gonna publish the book, and I'm gonna stop calling.
Good. You get to keep the pipe?
Brighton is gone.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Captain? I'm going.
Fine, all right.
Here's my report, such as it is.
Okay.
Sorry it didn't work out.
Well, listen, we caught the man. You certainly contributed.
Thanks. Well, nice working with you all.
Yeah.
Listen, I want to apologize for the personal remarks I made earlier.
It's really not necessary. It's perfectly all right.
No, it's not all right. It was very unprofessional.
Look, you were under the anesthetic.
Yeah, I was talking gibberish.
Fine.
But I meant what I said.
Goodbye.
No, I really do think you're quite good looking.
Keep in touch.
Don't you?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
See?
Oh, I got it.
Ned Wertheimer guest stars as Field Marshal Kesselring in The Commandant Dies at Dawn. He went on to play Ralph the Tip-Hungry Doorman on The Jeffersons. See him next on Hogan's Heroes, coming up only on TV Land. Stay tuned.